Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
This podcast is supported by Elite Sports Travel. Visit elitesportstravel.co.uk to view the various packages available to watch live NFL games in the US. Bookings are currently available for the Super Bowl in February and also the 2023 season in Las Vegas. Now let's get into the podcast.
This is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
So I've got my list ready. This is producer Gary Hayes, by the way. I've got my list for presenting. Welcome to the Neil Reynolds Podcast in association with Elite Sports Travel. This is another special podcast we're doing, and with me right now, live from Arizona, is Neil Reynolds. Neil, hello.
How are you? Good. You've ticked all the boxes. I didn't come in too early, so I didn't tread on your toes, as they say in the industry. I'm looking. The sun's just rising. I'm about to head out. I'm about to go and record some stuff on Radio Row, and then I'm going to head into the desert to record the opening link for the Super Bowl show. And they found this great spot. They've got a shot, and it's got cactus and mountains in the background in the desert. I'm like, yeah, that'd be good. Let's go there. And then Jeff Reinbold told me that there's loads of rattlesnakes in the desert and that they hang around by the cactus.
So cacti. Is Jeff going with you?
No, he's not, funnily enough. No. And I'm not sure I'm going to go now. Well, I'm definitely going to wear long trousers. I might wear two pairs of trousers. So, but we wanted to get this done because obviously it's Super Bowl week, and we're looking forward to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. And we talked about greatest moments, and this week we wanted to do my greatest memories of performances from players. It's all players apart from the very first one we're going to do, which I'll let you tee up.
Well, and just on that, I do think it's good doing this, because we've wanted to do more specials like this, because it's just nice bringing your experiences in. You speak to all these people. We're up to nearly 100 episodes by the end of this series, and it's good to get your perspective, really. So let's start with a performance that Darren Fletcher will be very happy with.
Yeah, so these are all kind of from when I was a fan or I've been covering the NFL. So we start with the 85 Chicago Bears, Super Bowl 20, absolute destruction of the New England Patriots. It was 46-10. There was a lot of one-sided Super Bowls at that time, but this was pure domination. The Patriots actually scored first on a field goal. All they did was wind the Bears up. And they knocked out Tony Eason, the Patriots quarterback. Then they beat up his backup, Steve Grogan. They did whatever they wanted on offense. They just ran the ball for fun. As one-sided a demolition as you could have hoped for. So that, when people talk about Super Bowl dominance, and even recently, I was at a game where Seattle blew out the Denver Broncos, and all you say is that was Bears-like. You know, that was Chicago Bears-like. So the first one is, definitely the Chicago Bears. They top the list.
How close do you think the Washington Commanders are to ever getting back in a Super Bowl, Neil?
They're quite a way away at the moment.
Are they as far away as this next performance from Doug Williams in the 87 Super Bowl?
So this was, 87 season, Super Bowl 22. And I was actually, well, first of all, this was at the end of a very historic week. He was the first black quarterback to start in a Super Bowl. He had to deal with a whole bunch of media and stupidity, including how long have you been a black quarterback? That was one of the questions he got in the media sessions leading up to the game. And how significant now that we are about to, this weekend, have the first ever Super Bowl where both starting quarterbacks are black. Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles, Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs. But we actually just view them as quarterbacks now. Anyway, back to this game. Denver, I was a bit of a closet Denver fan. I quite liked Denver. They had the three amigos at wide receiver. They had John Elway at quarterback, and Denver jumped out to a fast 10-0 lead. And you're like, okay, the AFC are going to do something here. The AFC hadn't won a Super Bowl in years, like 4 or 5 years at this time. And they went up by 10. And at that stage, when you went up by 10 in a Super Bowl, it was over. And Doug Williams produced 35 points in the second quarter. Absolutely demoralized and destroyed the Denver Broncos. He ended the day with 340 yards and 4 touchdowns and was rightly named the game's MVP. It was one for the ages for sure.
Okay, well, one for the ages, a player for the ages. Jerry Rice, Neil, not a bad player in the NFL.
No, and last week we talked about this game, the 49ers just finding enough at the end to beat the Cincinnati Bengals, Super Bowl 23, end of the 88 season. And we always talk about Joe Montana and the 92-yard drive and the touchdown pass to John Taylor. Jerry Rice had some big catches on that game-winning drive and finished with 11 catches for 215 yards. He was quite rightly the real star of that game and the greatest wide receiver ever. He kind of laid the table for that period of 49ers dominance, which I think we're going to get to continued a year later.
And just to reiterate what this is your performances from individual players, so not necessarily teams, not necessarily your favourite.
Yeah, and just things that stood out. Yeah, just moments where you're just like, that is great. Greatness on the biggest stage, because that's what you're looking for in these Super Bowls are when you can define your legacy. You know, the last time the Philadelphia Eagles were in a Super Bowl, they came up with a trick play called the Philly Special, as everyone knows, and they built a statue off the back of it. There's a statue outside the stadium now in Philadelphia. You know, this is when you get dipped in bronze. This is when you can have a statue made of your achievements in the postseason. So, yeah, that's why I picked these, because they're great performances. Stick them in week 8, they're not that special but stick them in a Super Bowl and you remember them forever.
The Philly Special sounds like it'd be a good sandwich as well. So you've done Jerry Rice in 88, and then you've got another 49er, which is why I was saying about this being your favourite performances. We did the favourite Super Bowls last year, but it's another 49er.
And it's back to Joe Montana. And this was Denver went through a really rough patch there. They lost to the Giants in the 86 season. They lost to Washington in the 87 season. And they lost to the 49ers in the 89 season. This was an absolute destruction. 55-10, the final score was. And Joe Montana completed 22 of 29, 297 yards and 5 touchdowns. And he didn't need to do any more than that. It was an absolute one-sided romp. And, Montana was just brilliant. He hit Jerry Rice early on for a touchdown. Denver just never responded. And it was, again, that period where we were going through a lot of one-sided Super Bowls. This was just another example of that. But Montana was just brilliant. He was just so destructive and so calculated with how he shredded defenses. And Denver were just overmatched. They were overmatched physically. Overmatched from a talent point of view. This one was never a contest.
Did your dad help you put this list together?
He didn't, but...
Because he's a 49ers fan, right? And we've got another 49er.
I just remember So Steve Young, right, is the next one?
Yeah, 1994.
So Steve Young, Super Bowl 29. You've got to remember, Steve Young was a... Back then, Gary, there was no salary cap. So you could load up your roster with stars. Steve Young was a Hall of Fame quarterback, backing up a Hall of Fame quarterback for many years in Joe Montana. So Steve Young had to wait his turn. And eventually the 49ers in the early 90s, they traded Joe Montana to the Kansas City Chiefs. And then 92-93, Steve Young couldn't get past the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure on Steve Young going into this Super Bowl against the San Diego Chargers. And he produced just magic, and you could tell it was what it meant to him. It was so much pressure taken off him. He went 24 of 36, 325 yards, 6 touchdowns. And there's a wonderful clip of him at the end of the game turning his back to the camera and saying, "Will somebody now please take this monkey off my back?" And it was like the weight of the world had been lifted off his shoulders. And Peter King, of course, who's been a guest on our podcast before, told a wonderful story. He was in a limo going back to the 49ers after party with Steve Young. This is the access Peter gets. And Steve Young had on some brand new trainers to arrive for the game, looking smart. And he basically downed a bottle of Gatorade in the limo and drunk it too quick and was obviously dehydrated and stuff. And basically threw up all over his new shoes in the back of the limo. And so that was the footnote, quite literally, to Steve Young's brilliance in the Super Bowl.
Well, he should have drunk something else really quick. Maybe some, I don't know, some vodka that Tom Brady had in the Tampa Bay Bucks parade. What did he call it? Avocado vodka?
That's it. Yeah, Tom. Anything that's sort of avocado is good for Tom. So,
right. Well, on that note, Neil, we'll cut to a quick commercial break and then we'll get back into it.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
This is 7-time Pro Bowler Cam Jordan, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
So, Neil, before we get into the other half of your top Super Bowl performances, a little bit of a prediction for you. And I know I'm putting you on the spot because this wasn't prearranged. Who do you think is going to give us the performance this year in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I think it's going to be, Philadelphia's defensive line. So, you know, I mentioned the Bears in 85 being dominant. That team, including the playoffs, recorded 80 sacks of quarterbacks. The 84 Bears recorded 82 sacks of quarterbacks. So that's the most in NFL history. These Eagles have 78. So they're closing in on the Bears, the historic, iconic Bears. And I think they're going to have too much for Patrick Mahomes, who, for the third time in a Super Bowl, will face an in-form defense. San Francisco, he had to dig deep late to win that game. He got dominated physically. He was injured against Tampa Bay. Ominously, he's coming off an ankle injury now as well. So I think that when we finish this Super Bowl, I think we'll be talking about the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line. They've got four guys who had more than 10 sacks in the regular season. I think we'll be talking about them being the deciding factor.
Wow, big predictions there. Let's hope they hold up. Right, well, moving on, Neil. So we just did Steve Young before the break.
I hope I'm wrong because I want Mahomes to put on a show. So I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what happens.
Can't have it all, can I? Can't have it all, Gary.
Well, I think the Kelce brothers are going to have something to say in this. You know, first brothers to ever face each other in a Super Bowl. Yep. Could be interesting. Who's going to be feeling more inspired?
It will be. It'd be great. Be great. Can't wait.
Right, so moving from Steve Young in 94 to Terrell Davis in 97.
All right, so you know I said about the... this was so memorable because as the game developed, it was a NFL MVP, league leading rusher for the Denver Broncos. They're going up against Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have won the Super Bowl the year before. The NFC, I talked about a lot of those one-sided Super Bowls, the NFC had won every Super Bowl from 1984 season onwards to 1997. So as this game developed and Denver were given as good as they were getting from the Green Bay Packers, you realised that, you know, we were going to see a bit of history here. They're going to snap that NFC dominance after all those years. And Terrell Davis was, and a lot was made. It was John Elway's first Super Bowl win. So quite rightly, he took the attention as the quarterback. But Terrell Davis rushed for 157 yards, scored three touchdowns, and suffered a migraine during the game, Gary. Had to take some headache tablets to manage to stay on the field. He suffered from migraines, and yeah, he managed to lead the Broncos to victory, and the AFC finally had one they could celebrate.
When I have a migraine, I don't even get out of bed.
There you go. You don't play in a Super Bowl, do you? You'll never word with yourself.
I lay there dreaming that I'm in a Super Bowl.
Right, well, that's on you. That you'll never word with yourself, you know?
Well, so from Terrell Davis to, a friend of yours, Neil. I watched his movie, American Underdog. Very good, I thought. I was looking it up earlier because of this list. It's got 7.1 out of 10 on Rotten Tomatoes, so highly recommended by other, I'm assuming, NFL fans. But Kurt Warner, 1999 with the Rams.
So again, we talked about this last week as one of the moments with the tackle of Kevin Dyson by Mike Jones late in the game to win the game for the Rams. Kind of overlooks the brilliance of Kurt Warner in that game, because he came from nowhere. So he was, you know, you talked about the underdog. He was a shelf stacker in a supermarket. Then he couldn't get a game anywhere. Came and played in Europe. He's a backup quarterback for the Rams going into the summer of 1999. Trent Green goes down with a season-ending knee injury. And the whole world, a bit like we did with Brock Purdy this year of the 49ers, the whole world said, who the hell is Kurt Warner? And he went on to become the NFL most valuable player. And in the Super Bowl, he threw for 414 yards and two touchdowns, a 73-yarder to Isaac Bruce to win it. It was just the ultimate, you know, sport delivers these Cinderella moments. And this was one. This guy was literally working. You know, imagine if you were, you know, let's put it in. It is exactly like, so you're stacking shelves in Tesco's, and then 2 years later you score the winner in the Champions League final. That's what it was. That's just ridiculous.
That's not bad at all, really.
It's all right, isn't it? So it's not bad. You deserve to be on the list for something like that.
because as you say it, I'm just thinking. I know I was talking about migraines and being in bed, but I feel like there's hope for me yet.
There you go. Well, I haven't seen you play football, but I'm going to say stick to the podcasting.
I just feel like there's a Sunday League Cup waiting for me somewhere.
Yeah, there is. To bag a winner off your shin or something in the last minute.
Off my backside.
As the goalie gets tripped up by a dog that's gone bonkers on its Sunday morning walk.
Okay, and then just a year after Kurt Warner did his stuff, Ray Lewis did.
So Ray Lewis, again, this was a very dominant game. This is it's quite interesting, this one. It ties into this Super Bowl this weekend. The Eagles are the first team to hold an opponent to 7 points or fewer in back-to-back playoff games since the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, who were led by Ray Lewis. That's an ominous sign for the Chiefs, because if the Eagles can do what Ray Lewis and the Ravens did, they thrashed the New York Giants 35-7. Ray was the MVP. He was making tackles all over the field. He had an interception. It wasn't quite as spectacular as the 85 Bears, but it was equally as dominant. And so when I think of great Super Bowl performances on the defensive side of the ball, Ray Lewis certainly is one of those first ones that comes to mind.
And now we jump, because all your... It's funny, because all your first eight here have been within a 15-year window from 85 to 2000. Then you jump 15 years. Why
yeah,
did you jump
really
15 years?
I don't know. I don't know.
Were you just not impressed with any players in the Super Bowl?
No, I'm sure I was. I just wanted to, I didn't want the list to go on forever, and I wanted to get a couple more in. So, I don't know why that is. That's a good spot, though. My next one's Super Bowl 50, Von Miller. Denver's defense was outstanding. They really carried Peyton Manning to that Super Bowl win. I was on the sidelines doing the game for Sky that day. Von Miller was like he'd been shot out of a cannon. He was too much for the Panthers' offensive line, too much for Cam Newton. He had the sack that led to Malik Jackson's first touchdown that started the win for the Broncos. So, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but Von Miller was a constant thorn in Carolina's side the whole time. Just too fast, too explosive off the edge. And when you're on the field and you see that, like someone's been shot out of a cannon, you're like, how the heck do you block that?
How do you, Neil?
Well, they didn't. That's why they lost the Super Bowl and he won it, and he was the MVP. He's actually the last defensive player to win a Super Bowl MVP. It often goes to the quarterback. You can tell I'm ready for my... I'm in game mode now, Gary. 31 of 57 MVP awards, because one was shared. 31 of 57 have gone to the quarterback.
Well, based on your earlier prediction, as we came out of ad break, maybe someone on the... the Eagles team is going to get that this year then? Because you're talking picking up their defense.
I'd like to see a defender get it. Aaron Donald should have been MVP of the Super Bowl last year for the Rams. He took over that game in the second half. And Cooper Kupp, who had barely over 100 yards receiving, a wide receiver for the Rams, got the MVP. It does skew towards offense. I think there have only been 10 in history who have been defenders.
Right, well now you've sort of cheated as well here because we were meant to do 10, but you've actually done 11 because you've clubbed 16 and 17 together.
So these are the Tom Brady years. He won one, lost one here. And I talked about both these as moments, I think. So the 2016, I think this is the greatest Super Bowl performance of them all, if I'm going to put... But I'm just lumping 2017 in as a Brady footnote, but this is the one for me, 2016. Brady is down 21-3 at halftime to the Atlanta Falcons. Then it goes to 28-3, midway through the third quarter. And Brady just chips away. He refuses to give in. You see him screaming on the sideline, laser focus, don't be scared now. All of it. There's no time to be scared. Don't play scared. Let's leave it all out there. Like, leading from the front, throw after throw. They had to score twice and get the two-point conversions both times. They did it. It went to 28-28 into overtime. The Patriots won the coin toss, and you just knew it was over. You just knew that Atlanta had given everything they could. They were up 28-3. They couldn't finish off Tom Brady, and he just marched them down the field. First drive of overtime, touchdown, game over. James White into the end zone for the touchdown. The greatest performance in Super Bowl history. But here's the footnote. A year later, Brady lost in Minneapolis to the Philadelphia Eagles. We talked about this last week as being one of the great moments, this game, the Philly special and all of that. I said this before, Brady might have been the best player on the field that night. He had 505 passing yards in a loss. There was the most yardage on offense for two teams in NFL history. He couldn't be stopped, but the Eagles stopped him once right near the end with a sack, Brandon Graham, that kind of forced a fumble. Eagles kicked an insurance field goal. Otherwise, this one was going all the way down to the wire as well. So a couple of bits of Brady brilliance to finish us off. And it's kind of fitting that we finish with Brady, given that he's won more Super Bowls than any other team in the NFL. He's won 7 and been there 10 times.
Well, now we're finishing as well. I can give my favourite Super Bowl performance as well, right?
Go on.
And it's fitting that you finished where you start talking about Minnesota and 2017, because my favourite Super Bowl performance ever is Neil Reynolds in the freezing cold doing his links for Sky Sports.
Do you know what? Thank you. But I could have sworn you were going to go Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, no. This is better, just seeing you. And I remember watching it going, he's freezing.
Let me ask you this, just as we're finishing up, because some people, like, obviously the Super Bowl halftime show is going to be a big reason people tune in on Sunday night as well. It's a great way to get new fans in. It's Rihanna. Is that right? Rihanna,
yeah. Yes.
Rihanna is doing it this year. You know, it's a great thing. But sometimes if you're a really hardcore follower of that artist, you're like, it wasn't quite as good when they did the Super Bowl. What did, because I know you love, report on, make programs on, and stalk Bruce Springsteen. So what did you think of Brucey boy in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I liked it. And what I liked is, you'll be surprised to hear this, I actually dislike one of his songs, and that song is Glory Days. But the one thing that always sticks with me is that the song is always about, it starts off his friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. Mm. He could throw that speedball by you, but he changed it for the Super Bowl and he said he was a big football player in high school and he could throw that Hail Mary by you, make you look like a fool boy.
Brilliant.
So for us, he's even adapted a song for the Super Bowl as well. So yeah, I was impressed. I'm always impressed with Bruce.
I need to have an education, Gary, because that's the only song I know. Well, I know the others. I know Born in the US, but that's the one I like. I like that.
Well, what it is as well, though, just as an education, is that Born in the USA album came out in 84 and it's probably his biggest commercial success. So all the fair weather fans, such as yourself, Neil, they know the songs of that. But Glory Days is a Springsteen song, but it's just... the way it's done, it's two 80s for my liking.
Got you. So, well, on that note, let's wrap it up. I've got to go and do some interviews. I've got to go and fight some rattlesnakes.
Well, this is what I was going to say. I'm hoping now that after my, you know, my Minnesota admission, that's my favourite performance of yours. I'm hoping that you fighting off a rattlesnake is going to top, you know, Minnesota. So let's see how it goes on Sky on Sunday.
Gary, if this is the last ever one, because I've been bitten by a rattlesnake and meet my maker, let this be where the record states. A, it's been brilliant. B, I definitely want that moment, big scoreboard moment and round of applause at one of the London games. And C, you can carry on this podcast. It can be the Gary Hayes podcast. There you go.
I'm sure everyone, listeners are going to be tuning in. just to see if I do it.
Yeah, exactly right. Thank you, Gary, for this. I'm going to head off and do my Super Bowl work. Please check us out, Sky Sports NFL, 10 o'clock on Sunday night. We've got an hour and a half build up. We've got Ryan Fitzpatrick in the studio, Christian Wilkins from the Miami Dolphins, F.A. Abada, Phoebe Schechter's with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. So 10 o'clock Sunday, February the 12th. Until then, until next week, it's bye for now.
Sorry, listener, I'm the presenter for this, so I'm going to say bye. And remember, head off to elitesporttravel.co.uk if you want to plan any trips for next year. Bye.
And bye for me as well. That could go on a while.
Goodbye.
Been listening to the Neil Reynolds podcast brought to you by Elite Sports Travel. This episode was hosted by myself, Neil Reynolds, while Gary Hayes is our producer. Gary and I have also written this series together. Our consultant producers are Kerry Levy, Jackie Anklin, Nick Lapworth, and Neil Pacchietto. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our theme music. If you'd like to keep up to date with everything we're doing throughout the season, then please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the NR Podcast. My personal account is also at Neil Reynolds NFL. If you've enjoyed this podcast and would like to hear more like it, then visit highway61.media. That's HWY61.media. Please tell your friends about the podcast and help spread the word. Better still, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. This has been a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.